Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter. I'm calling you from FIU, Florida International University. We are conducting a very short survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household.
Now, let me ask you. Hang on. Survey. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now let me ask you. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured?
Wait. This is a survey about what?
This has to do with the coming hurricanes to the East Coast of Florida.
So and you are with Florida International University?
That's correct. FIU. So we're just doing a very short survey. So if you could help us... If you could help us, I would appreciate it. The identity is completely confidential. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches. And they will inform policymakers. Okay. So is your home a single family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single family.
Okay. Now, you prefer to do this in English or in Spanish?
I'm sorry, say again?
You prefer English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, no problem. So you said it's a single family home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you...
I also speak Spanish, but I prefer English.
Oh, okay. I see. That's good. Do you own your or rent your home?
We own.
Okay. Please tell me if the year your home was built, if you know.
1993.
Okay. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage, structural upgrades, brace home, no upgrades made.
Windows.
Okay. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
21.
Okay. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2?
Tropical storm.
Okay. Nothing major, huh?
No.
Okay, that's great. Can you tell me the name of the year of the tropical storm?
No, I don't remember.
You remember?
Okay. Oh, we also got Hurricane Ian a couple of years back.
Hurricane N?
Ian.
Okay, yeah. Was that category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
It was 3 or 4, I think.
Okay. Ian. Okay, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No. No, we have shutters on all the windows.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Not vulnerable at all, no.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, boards, or up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative friends, to a home of a relative or friend in other areas, or will not make any preparations. Your home is already prepared.
We do all the preparations. Sometimes we evacuate.
Okay.
Because of the flooding, you know.
Yes.
But there's no danger to the house.
When would also, you begin?
Also, we have solar panels and batteries, so we'd never lose power.
Okay, great. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours? Your home
no,
is already
I
prepared,
usually
right?
I start preparing on the 1st of July. I put the
okay.
shutters up.
Okay, yeah, your home is already prepared and could be secured
yeah.
within a few hours. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain?
Very certain. Very certain.
Okay. Please select your top three sources of information. Internet, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, what's up?
Internet.
You could pick three.
Sorry?
You could pick three of them.
Oh, internet, newspaper.
Okay.
That's it.
Social media?
Oh, television.
Oh, okay. Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for hurricane storm, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of housing, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone. Flood zone, or evacuation zone, or both?
Yes.
Both? Okay. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? A, high flood risk. B, moderate.
A.
Okay.
A.
Okay. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Oh, you said A, right?
Yeah.
A. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, probably never.
If they order us to evacuate.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a friend?
We go to our daughters in West Palm Beach.
Okay. How many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Okay. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain you could come up with the full $2,000?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. No,
okay, great. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased
remain
somewhat?
The same.
Okay. What about in the 1 to 3 years?
It went up a little bit. The only insurance that went up is the flood insurance.
Okay. You will say within 1% to 10%?
The flood insurance?
Yeah.
Flood. Just the flood went up. It went like 100% up.
So over 10%? Or between 1% and 10%?
100%. It doubled, the flood insurance.
Okay. What about between 3 and 5 years?
I don't
know. Did it increase somewhat? Increase? Don't know? Okay. And 5 to 10 years?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider? Increase amount of deductible? Decrease coverage? Or nothing? Continue paying high rate?
We just paid the higher rate.
Okay. We already at 60%, okay? We almost done. I'm going to do this as soon as I can.
I'm going to ask you.
If you could... Total falta 40%. If you could insure your property for less than replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%? If you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, less than 60%, or you don't
100%.
Know? 100%? Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? You would not move from your home?
Not move.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no. You have already dropped your insurance? Or not applicable?
Not applicable.
Okay, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government will help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Federal government.
Yeah, that's right. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1, no confidence. 3, reasonable confidence. 5, very high confidence. You could also use 2 and 4. Okay. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. The new development takes into account hurricane wind risk.
Can you repeat that?
The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
I don't know.
So no confidence?
I don't know.
The new developments take into account flood risk.
I don't know.
Okay. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
No, they should be stronger.
So very high confidence or no confidence?
No confidence.
Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, you believe it's happening and it will be affected. Yes, you believe it's happening, but you don't know if you will be affected. Yes, believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do
I
not
believe,
believe
it's happening, but I don't know if it will be affected.
Okay, great. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes. No action should be taken.
Increase income and property taxes.
Okay. Most of, okay, we already almost 80%. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low evaluation on the 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned? Moderate concern?
Extremely concerned.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to work, or other.
Can you repeat?
When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? The neighborhood, school, crime, price?
The neighborhood.
Okay. How long do you plan on living on your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 to 3 years? Between 3 to 5 years? Between 5 to 10 years? Between 10 to 20 years? More than 20
between
years?
Between 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your house?
Two.
Are there any children under 12 years old?
No.
What about 65 years or older? Yes, you want, right?
Yo tengo 85 años.
Okay, and the other person that lives there, the other person that lives there is above 65?
No. Yes, above 65, yes.
Okay. Okay, so are you married, widow, divorced, separated?
Married.
Single? Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black African American, Asian, Native American, or other?
Say again.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian?
White.
Black?
White.
Okay. What language is the most often spoken in your home? English?
Yes.
Okay, we are 97. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000? Between 20,000 and 30,000? 30,000 to 50,000? 50,000
to 75,000? Yo prefiero no contestar.
No problema. Okay. These were all the questions I had for you today. Thank you so very much for your time. I really appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay, sir?
Buena suerte.
Gracias.
Ya me salió otra, puya. Yeah.